Hello, dear Sleep Chamber listener. I hope you've been enjoying my random and weird content and that it's been helping you drift off to a restful slumber. I have an important announcement to share with you all. Soon, Sleep Chamber will no longer be releasing new episodes. But don't worry, I'm excited to invite you to join me in a new journey to peaceful sleep with my brand new podcast, Fall Asleep with Henrik. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Fall Asleep with Henrik continues the same methods you've come to love from Sleep Chamber, but with even better production quality. I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support and dedication to Sleep Chamber, and I truly hope you'll make the transition with me to Fall Asleep with Henrik. Rest assured, all episodes of Sleep Chamber will remain accessible for you to revisit whenever you like. It's been a pleasure helping you find rest and relaxation, and I look forward to continuing this journey together in Fall Asleep with Henrik. Sweet dreams.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Welcome to Sleep Chamber. This podcast is designed to help you fall asleep by talking calmly about random stuff. My goal is to help you fall asleep by providing you with a stream of consciousness that's not too interesting, but not too boring either. This process is very similar to how we begin to dream. Random words and sentences pop in and out of existence as we drift deeper and deeper into sleep. So, with that said, you are now done for today. You don't even have to listen, you can let go. Let me handle your messy mind for a while. It is what it is. What happens, happens. And as for now, there's nothing we can do. Dear friend, don't be afraid. The world you are about to enter is strange, but it is also full of wonder. Embrace the adventure and enjoy the journey. There is so much to see and learn, and you will be amazed at the beauty that surrounds you. Be sure to take care of yourself and don't hesitate to ask for help if you need it. There are many friendly people in this world, and they will be more than happy to assist you. Most importantly, have fun. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so make the most of it. I can't wait to hear all about your experiences when you return. Sleep well, my friend. Sincerely. Your friend. I have enjoyed many forest walks in the summer. I have seen beautiful scenery, including mountains, forests, and rivers. I have also seen wildlife, including deer, elk, and birds. I have also enjoyed the peace and quiet of the forest. I have also taken some time to learn about the plants and trees in the forest. I have also taken some time to relax and enjoy the fresh air. All in all, I have had a great time on my forest walks in the summer. I have seen some amazing things and I have also had some time to relax and enjoy the peace and quiet. I would highly recommend taking a forest walk in the summer to anyone, except my mother-in-law. She's not into woods at all. And, besides, I don't like her very much. The badger who told the story of the storyteller is a charming and amusing tale about a badger who tells the story of a storyteller. The storyteller is a woman who is very good at telling stories, but she is also very bad at keeping them to herself. She tells the story of a man who is very good at keeping secrets, but he is also very bad at telling stories. The two meet and fall in love, but the storyteller's stories always seem to get in the way of the man's secrets. Ultimately, the two must decide whether their love is strong enough to overcome their differences. The badger who told the story of the storyteller is a delightful and engaging read that will leave you smiling. My name is Sherlock, and I am a cat. I live with my humans in a small house, and I am very bored. One day, I decided to solve a mystery. I began by sniffing around the house, trying to find something interesting. I soon found a trail of cat food, leading into the living room. I followed the trail to a hole in the wall. It looked like something had been chewing on the hole. I could see teeth marks around the edges. I was about to investigate further when I heard a noise. It sounded like someone was coming. I quickly ran away and hid under the couch. A few minutes later, a human came into the living room. I could see her feet walking around the room. She was looking for something. After a few minutes, she left the room and I came out from under the couch. I followed the trail of cat food again. It led into the kitchen, There, I found a piece of paper on the floor. It had been chewed up, but I could still read it. It said, "I am Bermuda, and I will solve this mystery." I was so excited that Bermuda would solve the mystery. I ran to tell my humans, but they just stared at me and said, "What are you talking about, Sherlock? There is no mystery." I was so disappointed. I had been so sure that I had solved the mystery, but I guess that's just the way it goes sometimes. Well, I'm sure there will be other mysteries to solve. Who knows what I'll find next? Nestled in the mountains, my village is home to a variety of odd and unusual people. From the strange woman who lives in the forest to the mysterious man who never leaves his house, there is always something new to discover in Shadow Mountain. And if you're looking for adventure, you'll find plenty of it here. From exploring the dark forest to climbing the tallest peak in the mountains, there is always something to do in Shadow Mountain. So come and explore this strange village today and see what secrets it has to offer. The village was nestled in the mountains, hidden away from the rest of the world. It was a strange place, with odd customs and even stranger people. No one knew where the village had come from or how it had come to be. But it was there, and it was home to the people who lived there. The village was a peaceful place, but there was an undercurrent of something gloomy. No one knew what it was, but it was there, lurking in the shadows. One day, a stranger came to the village. He was a strange man with a strange story. He told of a powerful creature that lived in the mountains, a creature that could grant wishes. The villagers were skeptical, but the stranger was persuasive. He convinced them to journey to the mountain to meet this creature. The journey was long and difficult, but eventually they made it to the top of the mountain. There, they found a cave, and inside the cave was the creature. The creature was a strange, misshapen thing, but it was friendly. It granted the villagers' wishes, and they were all happy. But then, one day, the creature vanished. It left no trace, no clue as to where it had gone. The villagers were lost without the creature, and they slowly began to realize that their village was not as perfect as they had thought. The undercurrent of gloom began to grow stronger, and the village became a place of mist and mustard. But even in the darkest of times, the villagers still held on to hope. Hope that one day, the creature would return and make their village perfect once again. They never did. This is a story about a village, a creature, and the power of hope. In the future, scientists have discovered how to induce a perfect dream state in which all of the dreamer's senses are perfectly stimulated. This allows people to experience any dream they can imagine without any of the negative consequences of traditional dreaming. People can use this technology to escape from their everyday lives and explore different worlds, or to simply enjoy perfect, restful sleep. The technology is perfect, but there are still some who worry about the ethics of manipulating people's dreams. Are the dreams real? And what happens when people become addicted to the perfect dream state? These are the questions that you and I must grapple with. It's not an easy decision, but I believe that the perfect dream state is possible and that it can be a force for good in the world. What do you think? Is the perfect dream state ethical? Remember, there are no wrong answers, only points of view. The artwork is a warm, earthy composition of wood, sand, and sleep. The colors are natural and muted, evoking a sense of relaxation and peace. The wood grain is visible in the background, while the sand is in the foreground, creating a sense of depth. The artwork is meant to evoke a sense of calm and peace, and to encourage the viewer to take a moment to relax and rest. Sand is a natural material that has been used for centuries to promote relaxation and sleep. The warm colors of the wood and sand are meant to evoke a sense of comfort and peace, while the texture of the sand encourages the viewer to let go of their worries and drift off into a peaceful sleep. Wood can be a warm and grounded material, and it is often used in furniture and home decor to create a sense of comfort. The wood in this artwork is meant to represent the solidity of the earth and to encourage the viewer to find their own sense of grounding and stability. Sleep is essential for our health and well-being, and this artwork is meant to encourage the viewer to take a moment to rest and recharge. The colors and textures of the wood and sand are meant to lull the viewer into a sense of relaxation, and the composition is meant to be soothing and restful. My dog is always such a critic. I made a strawberry pie and we ate it for supper. I was really wishing we had an electric mixer and an extra pie crust. And I have a new visitor to the backyard, a large snapping turtle. Oh my, what a creature. He was very fast, hopping right around the yard until my husband scared him back into the water. They can grow up to 30 inches in length. I made 3 more cards using the patterned paper from Magical Scraps. I was thrilled to make some cards using patterned paper. That is my favorite type of paper, at least for cards. This one has a little glimmer from the metallic silver, but the biggest glitter is on the Spellbinder base card. I think this card can be used in so many ways. It looks very wintry. The snowflakes are quite big and dainty. The snowflakes look like they are made out of pearls, with the pearl embossing effect. There is a pearl on the center of the snowflake too. I added little glitter embellishments to the area surrounding the centerpiece. The word fuzzy with the glitter is very cute. The snowman is made out of green cardstock with a fluffy snowflake border around it. I think this looks like a very cute winter greeting. The idea for the background came from Magical Scraps. When I used the turquoise paper, I wanted to make it look like the sky, and the grass was misty or overcast. The green snowflake paper has an opaque appearance and is a bit iridescent. Then I added all the little white snowflakes and his carrot nose. He is not sure about the grass, but he seems to like the grassy area. I used my elegant eggplant colored pencils for the main image. The snowy background paper is the paper studio snowed in. I think this would make a good Christmas card, even with a picture of someone inside. It is a very pretty winter scene. In past years, I was more into unusual cards. If you were a small child, could you tell the difference between one of those snowmen from the North Pole and one from our yard? It is so easy to pick one out from the snowstorm of white and the bright color of the snowman. It is so hard to believe this isn't actually Santa's head. The snowman in the blue shirt is from my mom's yard. I am so glad I saved it. I love snowmen. So that is my little snowman photo showing off his real hair. And the grandkids and great-grandkids had fun making the giant snowballs. All the girls on the street were running out there to play in it. And not long after, we were all in the house, their parents got home and said it was time to go. I saw the starburst on the cardstock when I was on the way to take the grandkids home. I was thrilled to make this card. I used the perfect stamp from Stampin' Up! And the Making Memories glitter ribbon, a flourish and a snowflake. The F is glitter and that white stuff all over the card. It is glitter too. The snowflakes look like little pearls. The glitter is actually a shimmery iridescent green from Serene Snowflakes. I will definitely be using this glitter in more cards. I love the way they look. When I received this card, I was amazed at how perfect the glitter is. It looks like real glitter, like it is just sitting on the card without sticking to anything. There is no fading in the center of the card, and it doesn't look like it is dirty. The iridescence is gorgeous. I love it. I was thrilled to be a winner of Card Spotlight at Lilypad Collection. I know I was up against some talented designers, so I was very excited to win. I had a lot of fun using all of the great stamps that were used in Lilypad's weekly challenges. The metallic glitters look metallic and have a sparkly effect. Even the grass looks shimmery. The holy cow sentiment is from Lilypad. My daughter had received the card from our son. She thought it was adorable and thought I should win. The mouse print is from Leshen. I love the little mice. I used my colored pencils to create the horses. The mushroom stems are from Basic Gray. The mushroom is on the craft card, and the leaves are from the Circus Collection. And of course the paper is from Lilypad Collection. I thought it was funny to find the little note that was tucked inside the card. I made this card the day after I got the stamp. It turned out really cute and is very simple. The top two cards have been seen before in previous blog posts, but the card on the left is a complete new card. I wanted to try something different. I used this sketch at two-piece. I love that they always have different sketch challenges. This week was the new Wow Challenge. This was also my first time using the stamp. I love how the shimmery, translucent glitter looks on the card. I used my Make the Cut Diggy stamps. The snowman image is from Hero Arts. I just finished up a load of laundry. My daughter was helping me, and I told her it would save me some money if she did the first load. I thought that was so sweet. And of course, she was happy to help. I had a few little gifts on my bed. I put them in the washer. I was watching TV while it was washing and happened to glance over at my bed. My laundry basket was sitting there, and guess who was peeking out the top of the basket? One little black cat. It's not as cold as it has been in the past few days, so the kids have been able to play outside a lot. They found a box in the garage and thought it was a perfect sled. We made them pull it down the driveway and then made them push it up the hill. It was a fun family activity. It has been overcast for a few days, so there was no way to get a good picture. It looked like it was getting darker in the front, but there was a little snow on the ground. I do have some pretty clear pictures of the kids sliding down. I just have to figure out how to put them on here. For some reason, my blog is not sending me to my album at all. My cards are not showing up. I'm learning all about Picasso free. I didn't realize until I started using the next blog posting how many blog posts I had missed while I was gone on vacation. There were many. I didn't notice all of them because I wasn't posting regularly. So, I am sorry I missed reading all of your posts, but here are some of my favorite ones. Thanks for all the great ideas you all have shared with me. I was trying to figure out a way to use the scraps of paper and the paint on the cards. I thought the shiny foil stamps would be fun to use. I really like the effect. A little postcard was something my mom found at the dollar store. I loved the colorful bears on it. And the stickers were used for Christmas cards last year. I cut out the first photo so that I could see all of the cards all together. I love the technique and the effect of foil. The first two cards are from Kit Kittredge, and the second two cards are from Lily Pad Collection. The red paint looks very faded in this photo. I love the effect. It just doesn't show up in the picture. I haven't figured out yet why. I also use my new pen. It is a lily pad, but I don't know the name of it. I love it, but I am not very good at remembering what I bought. The red and blue snowflake are from the new stamp set at Stampin' Up. The red palm dots are also new to the stamp set. I love using new stamps. The sentiment on the last card is from the Christmas Carol. It was the inspiration for the card. You can't see that very well. I can't figure out why it says to go away. We had a great Thanksgiving, but there was a pretty bad storm last night. I had a very long day, so I didn't get to post earlier. My husband is working on Christmas presents this weekend. Hopefully, I can post some pics later this week. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for many things, but I would say one of the most important is my family. My mom, dad, and brother came out to visit me this weekend. It was so good to have them here. We had a nice dinner and ate way too much. On Friday, we went shopping. We needed to get some groceries and I wanted to buy Christmas presents. I bought some clothes for the kids for next year. I don't like to buy clothes for the kids for next year until the summer, but I guess I am not going to make them wait much longer. I also bought a few things for myself. My mom bought me a lot of things. I got quite a few Christmas cards, so I am very excited. I have about 20 completed. I just have to get a few more stamps. I'm going to try and use some of the scraps of paper and stickers on them. I bought a new stamp set. It is a new stamp set by The Christmas Carol. I didn't even realize they had a new stamp set. I love the new snowflake. It is very shiny. It was my first try at using foil stamp on cardstock. I liked it, but the color of the foil is a bit off. My mom and brother bought me the new stamp set, so I don't have a picture of the set. Maybe my dad will take a picture of it when he gets home from work. On Saturday, I went to the stamp store in town. It is a really nice stamp store. I looked around and bought some scallop border and some stamp pads. I didn't find any Christmas stamps though. I am still looking for them. Maybe I will have better luck today. Today, I am going to try to get a few things finished around the house. I am planning to do a lot more on Monday. I need to get my cards made for friends and family for Christmas. I can't believe how fast the season is approaching. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Thanks for stopping by. No, I didn't go shopping today. My mother is coming down to visit me for the weekend and I can't wait. It has been so long since I have seen her. We are having a really fun time. I will post some pictures when she leaves tomorrow. I finished the layout today. I was having a terrible time getting started, but I finally started to really get into the project and get in the groove. I just need to say that I don't like using up tons of old product. I also don't like wasting product, so I went through my stamps and decided what I wanted to keep. I had quite a lot to choose from. I was not going to buy any new stamps until I finish a few things first. I just had too many left over from the book I bought last year. I didn't want to have to keep buying more for the next 3 months, so I went through the old stuff and decided what I wanted to keep. I'm almost all set now. I still need to buy some postage stamps, and I want to look around at some other stamp sets. I am not sure what yet, but I am sure I will figure it out soon. I would like to work on some cards for my siblings for Christmas. I haven't decided what to do for my nieces, but I know for sure I am not going to be ordering any new Christmas stamps. I will probably have to buy stamps for my nieces. I am so excited. We got our first snow of the season yesterday. The snow came and went so quickly. I was having a hard time getting motivated to do anything yesterday. I took some photos of the snow, but I haven't downloaded them yet. I am hoping that I can get the photos on this computer, but if not, I will post them when I download them. Today, I am working on a challenge for the group I am in. It is a challenge to get cards done for $1, and it is really hard for me. I love doing scrapping, but I am not so good at selling. I have been trying to do the challenge to get used to selling, and I am pretty good, but I need more practice. I will try to post the challenge today and let you know how I did. I just ordered the deluxe silhouette cameo. I am so excited. I have been looking at this tool for quite some time, and it finally happened. I'm going to be making some cards this afternoon. I can't wait to use it. I don't have much to post today. I need to finish putting together a letter to send to my sister for her birthday next week. I need to check with my parents to see what they would like. Then I need to mail it off. I'm also trying to finish getting some of the crafting I need to do finished. It has been so much fun. I will post some photos of the items I am working on tonight. Thanks for stopping by. A couple of weeks ago, I told you I was going to start a challenge for the SCS club I am in. I have been working on some cards today, but I haven't finished yet. I don't want to post my cards until I send them off to my sister and my nieces, so they get a couple of weeks before I post my cards. I have to finish working on the card that I started yesterday for the challenge. I have been having so much fun working on the card I am working on. I hope to finish it and post it tomorrow. I am almost done with my scrapbooking project I have been working on. I can't wait to get the project done. I want to start some Christmas projects. I can't believe it is almost Thanksgiving. I still have so much to do. I need to finish the scrapbook I am working on, the one I started last month, and I also need to get some Christmas crafting done. I need to make some Christmas cards, and I also have several handmade gifts to make for people. It is so hard to work on all of the projects at once. I know I have a lot to be thankful for. I am so thankful for my family. I am thankful for the opportunity I have to get to go to school. I am thankful for good friends, and I am thankful for a nice hot shower. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Well, last night, my cat was out on the front porch for about 11 hours. I guess he decided to come in the house. I haven't seen my cat in about a week. I called for him, and he didn't come. I waited and waited, and I finally just went out to see if I could find him. I did, but then he had taken off again. I went to the door and called him, and when I opened the door, he was trying to climb through the cat door at the bottom of the door. I was worried he had been stuck outside, so I let him in. He seems fine. I am so glad I didn't leave for choir until after he was in, and I am so glad I was able to find him. Today, I went to choir practice. We started working on We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We have never done this one before. It is quite a song, but I think we are going to make it work. I have to work on the notes a little bit. The teacher is teaching it in choral terms. He is teaching us all the notes on the pitch boxes. That is so much better than the reading we have been doing for the past 2 weeks. I don't like to read, so this is good. I got 2 more scrapbook pages done. The first one I did was a couple of pages about Jenny's wedding. I haven't done any pages about Jenny in a while. I really miss her. I guess it is just because she was my first best friend in the world. She moved away from me when I was really young, but we always stay in touch. She is also the only other person I still hang out with from my ward, when I was really little. The next one I did was my Joy O'Neill from Sweet Home, Alabama. I like doing this one because of the pictures that the guy in the movie has with his family, especially his little sister. I think I am going to start making a new scrapbook album for my family. I already have all of the pictures I want to put in it. I just need to write the captions for the pictures. I think that will make the album so much more interesting. I have a feeling I am going to get it done by Christmas this year. It's a nice kind of goal to have. I'm sorry I have not posted anything for about a week. I have been really busy. Our family is leaving on Saturday, so I have been busy getting the house ready. I have been trying to get everything cleaned up. Then I have been trying to get my scrapbooking done. I have a few pages almost finished. I'm taking a class on Saturday at Snap. It is called Social Media for Businesses, and we are learning all the fun ways to use Facebook and Twitter. I'm looking forward to it. The only other thing I have been up to is going to school and hanging out with my friends. School is not as fun as I would like it to be. I don't know if it is because of getting distracted by the girls or what. I just don't feel like I am really getting anything out of it. I really wish I could get into the business administration program. That's what I would really like to major in. My only problem with that is that I would have to take classes over the summer. I don't like the idea of being in school over the summer. I can't go to Idaho for 4 months. I would like to be done with my senior year by Christmas so I can start getting jobs in the fall. That is what I am going to do if I can't get into the BIA program. Right now, I am just going to get A's and B's. I will work on the rest when I get into the program. I'm going to be working at Snap for a while until I find a job. I really like that store. The only downside is that it is so far away from where I live. It is a 12-15 minute drive to get there. That's bad. I have done that drive a lot when I have to go to San Francisco. I was thinking about when I will move. I think I want to move to San Francisco. The boys think I am crazy. I don't know why they think that. They probably just don't want to be left behind. If I move there, I can still go to church and things. I wouldn't have to work out in the snow. We had a big storm in the valley a couple of weeks ago. It snowed a lot. I even got stuck in it for an hour. Besides that, it's an awesome place. The only downside is that it is an hour and a half from my school, which would be hard. I don't think I will be moving there in the near future, though. It is a lot of hassle. I am starting to get a little bit anxious about going back to school. I don't really know what to expect. I've heard that all the teachers are on crack, and that the kids are just as bad. It really doesn't make me want to go. On the other hand, I am excited. I am looking forward to having a challenge and to making some new friends. The only thing I am a little worried about is that I am going to get more distracted with girls when I am there. I'm kind of freaked out about that. I don't want to get into too much trouble. I also don't want to waste all of my school credits. It kind of puts me in a pickle. I have to figure out what I am going to do. A lot of kids just walk away and fail to get a diploma because they didn't go to school at all. That is what I don't want to do. On the other hand, I'm kind of freaked out about going back. This is a good thing. I try my best to work out and eat healthy. But this may be a good thing for me, you know? That'd be nice to be able to eat Mexican food too. I can't wait. I love you, Rhino. I could do without the lack of love. But if this is what you need, then go for it. Just please get to drink in enough water. I'm losing patience. Until next time, my lovely Rhino. Today was one of those days. I feel like I'm not doing anything. Not that I feel like I'm doing nothing, but that I'm not accomplishing anything. I'm so tired I can't even sleep. I wish I had some comic relief right now. Something to take my mind off the misery I'm in right now. Maybe that will come later tonight. In the meantime, I'll take my evening podcast, go to sleep, and hope that tomorrow will be a better day. Love you, my Rhino. I hope your morning was less of a meltdown and more of a day that you can look back on and smile. Until next time, my darling Rhino, that's true. I hope he knows that. I am so lucky. I love you, my Rhino. I just can't wait for our big day in less than 2 weeks. We're going to have so much fun. It's been so long since we've had a day off together. I'm not going to lie. I'm excited. I know I've said this before, but I just love that you're in my life. I can't wait until we can be together. Until next time, my lovely Rhino. Posted by Nobody. So I made a change. October 1978. I bought my first diary today. It is pink and has a lock on it. I feel like a grown-up now. November 1978. I had a fight with my best friend today. I don't know why she is mad at me, but I am really upset. December 1978. I got a new puppy today. His name is Max, and he is so cute. I love him already.
Hello, dear Sleep Chamber listener. I hope you've been enjoying my random and weird content and that it's been helping you drift off to a restful slumber. I have an important announcement to share with you all. Soon, Sleep Chamber will no longer be releasing new episodes. But don't worry. I'm excited to invite you to join me in a new journey to peaceful sleep with my brand new podcast, Fall Asleep with Henrik. Available wherever you get your podcasts, Fall Asleep with Henrik continues the same methods you've come to love from Sleep Chamber, but with even better production quality. I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support and dedication to Sleep Chamber, and I truly hope you'll make the transition with me to Fall Asleep with Henrik. Rest assured, all episodes of Sleep Chamber will remain accessible for you to revisit whenever you like. It's been a pleasure helping you find rest and relaxation, and I look forward to continuing this journey together in Fall Asleep with Henrik. Sweet dreams.